Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Monday, June the 29th, 2020. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 15 years, the first 9 of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public. And the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I am totally persuaded that each and every one of you should emigrate away from the United States without delay. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button, which you will find on my Podbean page over to the left under the heading Links. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So, on to the details of today's show. Well, we're going to start out by looking at the consequences of the coming downturn. Jobless claims totaled 1.48 million last week, when the all-time record for a single week before this year was just 695,000. So 41% of Yelp-listed businesses that had closed since March the 1st have shut for good, according to Yelp. A record 32 million adults were living with their parents or grandparents in April, according to the latest American Continuity Survey from the US Census Bureau. So then I shall hopefully make it absolutely crystal clear why the coming depression is unavoidable. You know, whatever happens to your income or your revenues, debt must always be serviced. So that's the one unalterable statistic. Corporate debt has exploded to unprecedented levels, and this is what will break the financial system. Well, then I'm going to compare the Asian flu of 1957-58 with COVID-19 of today, because it was probably historically the one closest to our own. And yet, interestingly enough, President Eisenhower didn't declare a state of emergency in the fall of 1957. There were no state lockdowns and no school closures. 6 students simply stayed at home, as always. And work continued more or less uninterrupted. Well, then we're going to talk about how money is really not the solution to our problems. You know, it exists, so people think that they can just go on using it. But, you know, no one's used a nuclear bomb on an enemy since 1945. But just knowing that they exist has changed geopolitics ever since. Well, the same is true for money, except that they print it because they can. So recently, Fed Chairman Jerome Powell said the central bank's money printing was designed to help average Americans and not Wall Street. How stupid can a person be to utter such an inanity and expect people to believe him? You know, does Powell have that much contempt for the intelligence of ordinary people? Pretty sobering, really, isn't it? Well, then we have the bad news Boeing segment. Always try to fit one in there whenever I can. And then we talk about stress, making actually the virus worse for those who are infected. And some interesting science to go along with that, and it's all to do with cortisol. So I'll have a few words to say about that. Then something on misplaced loyalty. You know, the fact that you may disagree with your countries going to war or doing certain things which are inappropriate, but when they actually go and do them, do you turn round and support them willy-nilly? There's a couple of things that I'd like to observe about that. And then finally, the big news. The closure of the Flynn case. Flynn's nightmare is now finally over. We've talked a lot about this on the show, and so this is a very welcome development, ladies and gentlemen. So for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, as I said, I will gladly email you 3 free shows so that you can sample the content of information that I provide in my twice-weekly broadcast. Just send me an email and in the subject line write something like sample shows and I'll take care of the rest. And I do hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times you're living in. So, as I said, you may feel free to select any 3 shows from my Podbean archives. And if you don't have any preferences, I highly recommend the latest 3 shows, the most recent 3, because I do talk a lot about current affairs. And those current affairs will be fresh in your mind, which will give you a better opportunity to assess how I do in the way in which I treat them. So there you are, and my email address is rwlmartin1@aol.com. That's the address you will need to ask for the 3 shows, which actually is also on the top of my Podbean page, so you can get it there if you don't write it down. I have a Facebook and a Twitter page too. I strongly recommend that you go there and read some more material that I have for you. All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, this being Monday, let me wish you a wonderful week ahead. I'll be back on Friday with another preview of the show. So until then, take care of yourselves. Bye-bye.